and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear.
Hour two of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen, on this 22nd day of August. That's right, 2005. It's not a repeat from last year. You can hear this program many different ways. AM and FM, shortwave. This hour, 7466 on the shortwave dial. Internet, rbnlive.com. For you unbandwidth challenge people out there, we can receive a 32-bit feed. Or 16 kilobit or 8 kilobit dial-up. And it's free, folks. Oh, that's right. The archiving is free also. If we want to maintain, this has been my idea about this. If we want to be free in this country, then why are you making it so hard to bring new people on board? Oh, we've got some great information, but you got to pay for it. No. This is part and parcel of spreading the word, folks. There are some costs that we are forced to eat. And that is one of them. If you want to spread the message to somebody that may doubt the veracity of what you're telling them, and they just, by chance, tune into rbnlive.com, do you really think they're going to pay for it until they find out the worth of what you're talking about and the truth that you're spreading? Don't think so. That's why we maintain that information free of charge, to make it easier for you, the listeners, to turn people on to something they probably haven't heard many of them in their entire life. And that's somebody finally speaking plain English, and I emphasize and underscore English, and more importantly, telling them the real straight skinny on what's really going on. What a concept. Back to the phones here. Bob in Texas. Hello, Bob.
How you doing, John?
Good.
Hey, earlier today, I heard one of your broadcasters talking about Limbaugh's numbers dropping 40% in a demographic of 25-year-olds to 54-year-olds, and Scam Hannity's dropping 63% in the last year.
And Sean Hannity dropped what?
63% in a demographic of 25-year-olds to 54-year-olds.
Oh, so they're not buying the peanut pusher out there? They're not buying his message anymore? How sad for Sean Hannity.
Well, you know, it looks like some of those radio stations are going to be looking for replacements.
Are they willing to put the truth on?
If it's about the money, I think they will. But if it's not about the money, if it's about propaganda, I doubt that they will. But one of the things that I immediately thought of when I heard Hannity's numbers were down 63% was last week he had a guest. It was this Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, who after 4 years has finally come out of the closet and said, well, I just couldn't take it anymore. I'm even though I'm in fear of losing my position and my career, I'm going to speak out and let the whole world know that we were on to Mohammed Atta and three of the other terrorists a year prior to 9/11. And I think that that is bunko. I think that that's just spin to make people think that this was an Arabic state that executed 9/11. And I think the Mossad and the CIA executed 9/11, and I think that they are just putting us down the wrong path to look at the wrong perpetrators. The Arabs stood to gain nothing by doing it, and this guy, if he was so worried about his career, wouldn't be on Scam Hannity's program.
Well, and think about it. I mean,
he wouldn't wait 4 years.
Well, and think about this one, Bob. If Saddam Hussein was able to roll into Kuwait and take in their entire oil fields, what were the Saudis able to do? Absolutely nothing, and that's when we had American bases there. But would the Israelis care if we went to war with the Saudi Arabians? Absolutely not. It would serve their interest.
Absolutely.
Hang on a second. We've got to take the break. Wes, John, and others, hang on. We'll get your calls also right after this break.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For Real Talk Radio, you're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Bob, in Texas, you were alluding to the fact that maybe since the listenership, you know, Sean Hannity in the same boat that, say, Air America is in right now, that they can't buy airtime because they have such crappy programming. But Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and the likes, who's the other character that's Jewish that pawns himself off as not being Jewish?
Michael Wiener.
Yes, Michael Savage, I'm sorry. You know, the problem here is, are these stations, are they going for the almighty dollar to get the ratings, to get the advertising dollars in there? Have they ridden this wave long enough to the point of extinction of America? Because what's the point of doing advertising or making dollars or whatever when you're helping to sell your country down the road? This could be a breaking point for them.
Well, you know, you look at Clear Channel and some of the larger megalo radio outlets, and you have to wonder if they're not just a propaganda arm of the government when it doesn't appear that the money matters. And, you know, I drive a tractor for 10 hours a day sometimes, and I have to listen to some of this, I don't want to say that word on the air.
Junk. But, garbage.
I listen to it so I can just see where they're coming from. And some of the time, sometimes the statements that they make are absolutely so ridiculous. And anytime anybody comes on Hannity's program and says anything anti-war, he says, well, you must have forgotten about 9/11.
And what does that have to do with Iraq?
Well, his listening audience is all 12-year-olds these days. Matter of fact, I've never heard a program had so many women and children calling in, and very seldom does he get anybody like men or you know, grown male adults to call in his program. And the people that call in are just like ditto heads, man. They're clones.
Yeah, and they only know and they can only repeat what they heard on their show the day before. That becomes their mantra and their core belief system. Forget about critical thinking or asking important questions, or when something, God forbid, something crops up that doesn't quite make sense to them, they're too chicken to challenge it. You know, when I was up in New York at the RNC last August, I talked to Alan Combs, and it really made Sean Hannity mad because he's sitting right behind his curtain that was open, sitting there getting made up and getting ready for his television appearance or whatever. But I didn't spend any time talking to him. I spent the time talking to Alan Combs. And if you this is a shocker, this is an admission here. If you want to hear more truth about what's going on, Alan Combs gives more of the truth. Supposedly he's the liberal on the other side of the desk of Sean Hannity. But you get more what I would consider worthwhile stuff coming out of Alan Combs's face. Now, something's wrong here. First of all, what's wrong in this country, and forgive me, you liberals and progressives out there, do you really know the message that you're carrying? That's right, the water for the Marxism boys. But, and again, they don't do their history. They don't know history. They don't know who said it, what mantra they're chanting, or what policies or thought train that they're following. They're just as dumb as the 12-year-olds are listening to Sean Hannity. But aside from that, since when did this country did, and Khrushchev said it best about liberals in this country. He said, here we call them liberals, but they're really communists. Since when, to the American people, was it acceptable, given that that's their state of mind, that we're going to give you the conservative and the communist or liberal point of view, or the PNAC, or the, you know, Project for a New American Century pipeline? Since when was it acceptable in this country to listen to somebody spout communism? That's the first question out of my mouth. And forget the political stuff that they layer on top of this, that politics is the salvation and the solution for the next guy in the next election cycle, whether it be president or congressman or senator or whatever it is, that this next buffoon, next on the horizon here, is going to have a better idea how to run things, because they're all running it into the ground. When are people going to leave go of that thought paradigm and start the critical thinking processes? I don't know when. For a lot of these people, Bob, I think it's going to be too late.
I'd have to admit, John, that I'm a staunch far right-wing conservative in my thinking, but I have found myself in agreement with people that are being called left-wing liberals ever since 9/11, simply because Rush Limbaugh and Scam Hannity and this guy Beck, all of them, they all use the term Islamo-fascist, and we've got a WASP fascist sitting in the White House, and they attack this Islam constantly without any proof that any Islamic State was involved to begin with. And, you know, it is interesting, but it looks to me like the people on the left haven't been completely had their eyes glazed over and put into this comatose state of just whatever Bush does is good. You know, when Bush was elected, I had high hopes. I thought, well, you know, the guy claims he's a Christian and claims he's conservative, and he's the biggest socialist we've had in Washington, D.C. in the history of the country. And as far as him being a Christian, maybe being a Christian isn't where it's at, well, if he is one.
and yeah, that's another subject. If I got time, I'll get around to this latest article here by Reverend Ted Pike. And it's about this ability for some people to take the Christian and the Talmudic teachings and kind of blend them all together.
Well, that's actually really, I think, what happened. I think that Christianity is really just another form of paganism. It's not biblical. The Christianity that we see being operated in the United States today at your 501c3 state-incorporated churches is nothing but Constantinople's form of paganism dressed up like Christianity.
And I will admit, and I don't like to get into Mormonism or Catholicism or Christianity or, you know, any of the subheadings here, because I've reminded people, put on your critical thinking cap. If it's not washing and you're not 100% dyed in the wool with your convictions, then you better reexamine it, because this is not a test run. We're told when we die, we go to God, the book of life is open, and then you're judged. So if you're believing in a false doctrine, that's not your pathway to heaven here.
Well, I want to say one thing. The alternative news media, which, you know, your competitor station and you, well, at least you don't have any Barry Lynn's on your network. But the bottom line
is, you know what? That was a slap in my face, replacing me on the other network with that guy.
Communist.
I was like, geez, bright move. You know, at least put up a pseudo character up there or something. But no.
But you don't let the left-right paradigm get in the way of the truth, which is the blinders that are on 90% of America, in my opinion.
Well, I have a sometimes, just sometimes, people are confused and they'll believe things that are told to them and then follow certain people if they have a better or more progressive idea. The problem I've seen with the liberal set, along with a lot of people who think they're conservative, you know, Bible-thumping Republicans in this country that haven't noticed that their party got hijacked, and the people out there, the Democrats that lean toward that progressive or that liberal, that more communistic style of government, they're not familiar with our form of government and how we got to be so great so fast. They have not a clue. And when you question these people, as I question Republicans, I spent most of my time not doing interviews or making tapes up at the RNC. I wanted to go up there and talk to people that showed up to the dog and pony show up there. And I went after the older people, 40, 50, 60, 70-year-olds, and I would have conversations with them about supposedly conservative Republicanism here in this country. And I'd spend 5 minutes with these people, and they'd look at me, and they were aghast. They would go, well, wait a minute, I'm old enough. I remember this, and I remember that. I said, Stay out of the moment. Start looking at what has transpired. Look at what you're being told, and then weigh the difference. And these people, I'd walk away from, you know, they'd be shaking my hand. Of course, it didn't hurt that I had Fox badges hanging all over me, Fox News badges. But at any rate, they for the life of them, they hadn't been tasked to think. And it was amazing to watch these people. I went out in the streets and I talked to the liberals. I talked to these people that they were water carriers for the Marxist out there. And I would actually get them to think. I talked to Jews out on the street about international banking. I did all of these things. I wasn't interested in making videos or doing the hard-hitting expose. I went up there to get a sense of what these people believed and where their belief structure is and where it came from, and then to test them on those ideas. Not in an in-your-face kind of a way. It was all very friendly. All very friendly. I didn't get in any altercations up there with anybody. And I spent a good amount of time talking to the police up there. You know, I mean, you have to find out what's on people's minds. The only way that you're ever going to talk sense to people is find out what their belief structures are.
Hey, these cops and these military guys, they all have kids to raise and grandkids. And
you're darn right they do.
And they're going to, you know, they're going to feel the heat at some point in time. And they, if they're aware, that it may help them. Hey, I wanted to recommend a guest that you might want to try to get. Her name is Joan Mellon, and she's written, she started it out as a biography of Jim Garrison. And I truly believe, John, that all of this whole deal that's lodged itself in D.C. can be unwound if they can indict old man Bush for assassinating Kennedy. And I think that I listened to an interview that she did with Black Op Radio, and it's very interesting, and I think that she has the goods.
All right. I'll tell you what, Danny, he's doing my scheduling nowadays. Danny, Joan Mellon, do a web search on her, get her information, and we'll talk to her. Hey, thanks for your call, Bob.
Hey, John, thanks for your program.
All righty, sir. Wes in Arkansas, you're up next. Hi, Wes.
Good evening, sir.
Hi.
How's the recovery going?
Believe it or not, let me see. It's been June 25th. It's a little over 6 weeks, 7 weeks. I mended, the bones mended about 4 weeks into this, and for the first time in about 6 weeks, I put 2 days together back to back, haven't even taken an aspirin. I've healed like a 25-year-old or a 20-year-old. I think it's prayers that are doing it. Hang on, Wes. I'll have to get your call right after this.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars and Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
Also get into oil companies making a killing. We'll tell you what they've been saying, the heads of the oil companies versus the unvarnished truth. We'll get into that. And I also want to tell you about something we discovered here. For you people out there that are shortwave listeners, of course, if you're listening to the internet right now, you're not listening via shortwave, but you may want to buy a radio that by my standards is inexpensive, but it excels in performance. We'll tell you about that after the bottom of the hour break. In the meantime, go ahead, Wes.
Back about 40 minutes, you were talking about the oil and the prices, and I'm just wondering if we're not seeing some selective inflation here, you know, because I think you hit on it. It's probably the Arabs are just smarter than we think, and they're not taking, you know, that same old amount. They're seeing a worthless dollar, and we're definitely having to give more of those worthless dollars for that oil.
Well, I mean, how much of a stretch of the imagination does, I mean, think about this. And I'm trying to come up with a quick dancing analogy here as we speak. But, you know, if you go to make a loan at a bank and the bank looks at you and goes, well, you know, you got to meet certain criteria and, you know, you've got to have so many credit points. They all have this credit rating. And if Well, if you don't quite make it, and this is especially true in the credit card world, that if you don't make certain points credit-wise, or there's stuff on your credit report that, you know, maybe you haven't been in real trouble, but there's some kind of a doubt, you know, do you get the cheapest interest rates? You get the more expensive ones. And if you look at the situation, you know, is a bank going to loan you money, do a high-risk loan to somebody, or are they going to go after the loans that they would consider the term of the contract or the payoff would benefit them, and it's not going to be a pain in their side? Well, it's the same thing here when we're dealing, buying commodities around the world. If people are dealing with the United States...
Would you loan us money? I wouldn't.
I wouldn't. I mean, look how irresponsible we've been. Over $70 trillion in debt obligation in this country, and look how many of these trillions we've floated to the rest of the world. You know, can anybody say bankruptcy here? And what's going to be the trade-off here if we don't make good on this paper? And please help us. If these people start banging on the door saying, you know, we think you guys might be going under, so we want to get our money back. We can't print any more money to devalue it even further. That's why they're scared in the first place. So what are they going to take it out in? Well, they'll take it out in more dollars to make up for that deflated dollar. So they're going to start charging us more for those commodities. That is at the root, I believe, of these oil prices. It has nothing to do with peak oil. It has nothing to do with worldwide demand. It has none of those elements in there. These people want their money for their commodities, period.
I agree. You know, I have a friend who's a mortgage broker, and, you know, he's just baffled by the fact that rates aren't rising, even though, you know, Greenspan has brought the rate up. And the other day he called me and said, hey, you know, I just talked to a couple of my lenders, and lo and behold, there is just billions of foreign dollars being rolled in buying mortgage paper.
And who are we going to be paying these guaranteed loans on? And who's going to be getting the interest? And where is that money? If these financial institutions want to stay open and continue to do business in order to get their money back that they've already loaned, sure, they're going to take foreign capital.
They are looking all over the world for every dime they can get.
That's right, because they want to stay in business, and they want to collect that money also. And right now, they're willing to deal with the devil in order to do it.
You got it.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Wes. I appreciate it. John in Louisiana. Hello, John.
To hear you're doing well again, John.
Well, I'm not doing
Godspeed your recovery.
Well, thank you. I guess I'm doing just as well. The one thing I was worried about is not necessarily any physical limitations. I was more worried about the mental stuff. I think I'm back. Somebody tell me that I'm not.
You didn't have any injuries in the head, did you?
Well, yes, I did. I put a nice hole in my head.
Oh, well, it wasn't in a bad spot then.
Well, maybe some people might argue the opposite. But anyhow, what's on your mind?
I want to get the fundamentals if I won't run off and leave your audience that I dearly love. I want to get the basics, fundamental basics, the eternal dichotomy. That's the fundamental split in life and decision making. It's either good or bad, it's left or right, and so forth. And life is full of these either or decisions. And one of them, I wanted to bring in one of America's great patriots, a concert pianist named Balint Vasonyi. Comes from Hungary, born 1945, came here after the failed revolution in 57, 58. As a concert pianist. He didn't come here as a peon, a beggar, like most of them. He's written this book, America's 30 Years War, Who's Winning? And again, now we're into fundamentalism, the eternal dichotomy. He says, forget about Democrats and Republicans. Forget about left and right. Forget about all these distractions. The fundamental decision is either we're going to have freedom or we're going to have communistic slavery. And he's absolutely right. And when we talk about Republicans and Democrats and left and right and all this crap, this is a distraction. And we shouldn't fall for that. We shouldn't get into that, should we?
No, we shouldn't. And that's why, I'll tell you what, the powers that be, you know, this kind of reminds me like the Vietnam era, that we had people of different political persuasions all demonstrating against the Vietnam War. They're scared to death that one side is going to start talking to the other, finding out what's really going on and who's zooming whom.
And they always manage to distract us.
That's exactly right. So they can continue doing whatever they're doing to us. And I can tell you, it ain't pleasant.
There's more to this.
Okay, John, hang on. We'll be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Good morning, Afghanistan!
It's my takeoff on Adrian Kronauer. Tell you what, caller, hang on a second here. I promised to do this, and I must do this, otherwise somebody's going to have my head here. We have discovered there's a lot of shortwave listeners out there. And to get a good radio out there, you've got to spend some pretty big bucks. Well, we've just discovered something, and we've been here testing it out at the network all day long. And it is a shortwave by a company called Cato. No, it doesn't have anything to do with what's-his-name's friend. What was that? O.J. Simpson? No. The company's name is Cato. And this, folks, let me tell you first the cost of this thing. And we're going to do a promotion on this, free shipping, $110 for an outstanding shortwave. Listen what's on this thing. This is going to blow you away. Worldwide coverage with the FM stereo, shortwave, AM, with single sideband. FM frequency goes from 76 to 108 megahertz. 76, that's what it is. AM frequency, AM band, dual conversion on the tuner, the jog dial tuning, auto scan, memory scan, direct entry, 268 memory preset, memory permanently saved, okay, in case your batteries go dead, 64-level digital volume control, and it displays the volume. Two ways to adjust the volume, direct or entry. Extra large LCD with analog needle dial and frequency. And I'll explain that in a second. Battery charger. It's what they call an intelligent charger with time display. Single sideband with fine tuning. The AM IF wide narrow selectable. Backlight and backlight mode selectable. AM signal strength indicator. FM stereo mono selectable. Tone selectable. Two groups of alarms on and off. Sleep timer up to 99 minutes. 24-hour clock on it. Shortwave meter band indicator and conversion. Battery capacity indicator. Super long telescopic antenna. A high-quality built-in speaker. Local DX switch. Extra antenna jack. Line-out jack. Power source, four AA batteries and AC adapter. By the way, these batteries are the high-quality NiCads. That's right, it's got a charger. You charge the batteries in the radio. What a neat little thing. And it's got an AC adapter, as I said, four chargeable batteries. Comes with a carrying patch, pouch. It comes with a stereo earbud. It also... I mean, this radio, and what's really neat about it, let me just read you somebody that did a test on this thing, and let me tell you what they said. When you purchase the Kato 1103, you don't just get a radio, you get an entire radio package. The Kato 1103 is an incredible receiver. According to one of our customers, they have compared their KA 1103 with other radios that he owned, some of them costing well over $200, and the 1103 is now the only radio that he uses. We've heard similar comments from a lot of people who purchased this receiver and were extremely impressed with this little radio. It's the perfect travel travel portable. The other features, which must be noted, are a tuning knob. This is a huge bonus if you like to surf around the AM, FM, or shortwave bands. Direct entry. You can go directly to any frequency by direct entering the frequency on the front of the radio. It's got a huge display on this thing. The tuning display has a digital yet analog feel. At the same time, you can watch the digital virtual needle scroll up and down the screen, as well as see the exact frequency you're attuned to at the same time on the display. It's a very unique design. So in other words, it's got a pseudo-analog readout on this thing, but it's got the virtual needle that goes up and down the dial, but it's digital. It's direct dial entry digital radio, completely digital. Signal strength meter, relative signal strength, indication for tuning in stations. 268 memories. If you don't have a good memory, the 1103 sure does. There are enough memory storage locations to fulfill all of your shortwave or AM and FM needs. You'll never run out. Rechargeable batteries. Yes, believe it or not, the KA 1103 comes with rechargeable batteries that are included and a charger. In addition, it also runs off of AA alkaline batteries. I have never seen a lower-cost radio on the market that includes single sideband as well as a dual conversion tuner. Dual conversion is a feature usually only found on more expensive portable receivers. This provides listeners with better selectivity when listening to the congested AM and shortwave broadcast bands. The Kato even comes with a rechargeable NIMH batteries, that's NiCad batteries, and an AC adapter charger that automatically changes the batteries when plugged in. Folks, it's on the website. Take a look at it. It's got more description on it. But this radio, I don't want to do comparisons on the same radios we sell. But let me put it to you this way. If you want a good, and I mean a good, portable, highly selective, very listenable to shortwave radio with all the, you know, marine band and long wave and all that, FM stereo, all of it, with all the doodads, and I mean all the doodads, $110 for this fantastic shortwave. And I am not joking, folks. I don't sell products that I don't do comparisons and do testing on it myself. And we were just, as I said, we were playing around with this thing all day today. You in line for a new shortwave? Or maybe you want to give your old shortwave away to somebody that you want to listen to shortwave so they can hear some good stuff? Or just in the market to buy a new shortwave yourself, or maybe you're listening via the computer right now, and you've figured out that you can't take your computer with you for the listening. Well, we're on shortwave. A lot of the programming on RBN is on shortwave, and we're going to expand that into the future. So take the opportunity today, folks. $110, and we're running a special. We're even paying the shipping on this puppy. This is an outstanding, and I mean outstanding. For $110, there is no way to go wrong on this deal. Give us a call at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Hit extension 116, 112, or 113. We're revamping our phone system, and some people have complained it's hard to get to the people you need to talk to. Just when you dial 800-724-2719, extension 112, 113, or 116. We'll get you one of these radios out, toot sweet. Outstanding performing shortwave radio. And I've seen a lot of them, folks, and I've tested a lot of them. It's the Kato, and it is the number 1103, the KA1103. An outstanding value for the money. Give us a call. All right, back to the phones. John in Louisiana, he had something else for us.
Yeah, I'm going to take you up on that radio. I'm listening now to a 40-year-old National Panasonic. My 5-year-old unnamed radio is crapped out.
All right.
About our split in politics, the left-right, if it wouldn't offend anybody, came from the French Revolution where the two parties, the two groups split down on the aisle, and one went to the left side of the aisle and the other to the right side. It's totally outdated, and we ought to get off of it. But
it's been the control. It's been the control mechanism for these people. When in doubt, let's just push emotional hot buttons. Let's talk about politics.
But we spend our time arguing about driver's licenses and about going to court and undoing the IRS. How silly! How utterly silly that is.
Why do you say that's silly?
Because no matter what the law says, you're going to lose except for a local decision. It won't be applicable to anybody except your case.
John, now hold on here a second. I take issue with that statement because John, let me make a point. The more people that find out the scam that they're pulling, and they all start saying the same thing about issues that they've been pulled, the wool's been pulled over their eyes, and they realize they've been scammed. Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying here, but the majority of the people find out how they're being scammed, they're going to demand change.
Well, all they have to do is change the laws and the rules. But the real problem is they don't want to go back and admit they were wrong and pay all the damages and for past damages.
Whoa. John, you're getting me off in a situation here. You and I are probably going to come head-to-head on this deal because I don't exactly grasp. I think I know where you're going on this deal, but I don't think that it's a waste of time, people individually fighting the IRS. I've got a guy right now, believe it or not, that is taking on the IRS right now, and he's building a case that could possibly set a precedent. I mean, he's pulling out the original Constitution. I'm talking original federal and state constitution, you know, that had the original 13th Amendment. He is doing his homework. He is to the point right now that his case may very well break the back of the IRS because this guy, I mean, I'll tell you how this started. This guy's paying property taxes. His house, I think, is about the same size as mine, but he's paying $8,000 in property taxes. And the guy said, wait a minute here. Why are you people ripping me off? And if I own my home outright and I don't pay your yearly rent on my property, you could sell my property to satisfy what I owe in property taxes? So understand this.
They ain't no private property. That proves it.
Well, okay, but you're saying one thing, but you're saying that it doesn't matter that people are fighting this individually. And my point is more than this, that the more people are finding out how they've been scammed, yeah, that we can start shutting this stuff down.
Let's get to a priority.
All right.
At the highest level of this government, they now approve of torture in prisons.
Yeah.
Without limit torture.
Yeah, when you have scoundrels running the government, you're going to get stuff like that.
Even
yeah.
Harvard.
Yeah.
In the form of Dershowitz. For torture.
Sure.
Even the so-called Justice Department is for torture in the form of Gonzalez, even though before he came to office, he stands for torture. Even the local police force is torture. Now, I'm going to read a definition if it won't bore anybody too much. Bestiality. It's the human, or wait a minute now, the character or conduct befitting a beast. You see, and our government has now sunk to the low level that we're into torture, which ended 500 years ago in the worst cases, and now we have sunk so low that we're bringing back torture, the most immoral act that a government could engage in, and yet we quibble about driver's licenses. If we could just get down to fundamental single issues or a few simple issues, we got a chance of prevailing. But as long as we're scattershot shooting and on all these different things, and we're overlooking the most cruel fundamental issues such as human torture.
Well, okay, but John, aren't you yourself picking your own issue? Aren't you saying that this takes
it ought
more
to be everybody?
Now hold on. But wait a minute. You're saying the very same thing that people are saying about property taxes or the IRS or whatever the case may be. You're prioritizing. Are you not?
I certainly am. This is the highest thing. This is human life. This is human life. There is nothing more important than the survival of human life.
Well, yeah, but...
truth cannot survive under the forms of torture.
No, I understand that. No, I agree with you, but what I'm simply saying to you is you're making a priority, and you're saying that all else should take a secondary or a back seat.
Isn't life all about priorities?
Well, yeah.
If we don't have priorities, we're no better than...
John, let me get this straight. So if on my program, until the cows come home here, I talk nothing about torture, that would satisfy you. But I'll tell you what, it'd make a lot of other people angry that are fighting this beast in different areas. And to ultimately, to quit hacking at the branches and go directly at the roots.
That's it. That's
okay.
That's a strike for the root.
All right. We ended on a good note.
God bless you. If a man wins the whole world and loses his soul, what does he gain?
He gains nothing.
God bless you.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Todd in Louisiana. Hello, Todd.
Hello, John. There's a passage of Scripture. It's in Psalm 2. That, to me, precisely describes what we're seeing come to pass today before our eyes with this New World Order globalist takeover. And it's the first five verses of Psalm 2, and I wondered if I might read it.
Go ahead.
It says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. And to me, that so clearly prophesies and pictures the day in which we live, in which we see that, you know, the kings of the earth, which we know who they are, the globalist elite.
Sure.
And the rulers, it gets more specific. It says the rulers, and we know that's not just government rulers. That's behind the scene, people calling the shots, taking counsel together, this one world globalist spirit. And the ultimate truth is they're taking counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, God's people, and against all that is good and right and free. And they want to break, it says in verse 3, they want to break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. They want nothing to do with righteousness, with the light of Jesus Christ, with his word, with his people, with freedom. They want slavery and darkness. And that is the ultimate big picture.
Well, and I would agree, but what would you say to people that don't subscribe to Christianity or belief in Jesus Christ or Yahweh or whatever the case may be?
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to comment on, your question there. I'm glad you asked that question, and this is what I would say. We who, no matter what our belief religiously, but we who begin to understand this and see the big picture of the globalist takeover, and we understand one of the first principles is that we must see beyond, as we say, the small paradigms of left versus right, that it's much bigger than that, that it's all about command and control and globalism. But ultimately, my answer would be that there is a even larger, ultimate big picture, bigger than globalism and the globalist takeover, and that is the war for man's soul.
Yeah.
That it's between God. Ultimately, it's a war between God and the devil, which, of course, the devil has no chance of winning. But ultimately, every man and woman on the face of the earth must determine what truth is. And Jesus Christ, our Lord, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. And the Bible also says in John 17:17, thy word is truth, sanctify them through thy truth. And every man must discover the truth for himself in the Word of God. And there are multiple proofs in the Word of God itself that proves it is the truth.
I would settle going back to where we were in this country before, and not everybody in this country was a professed Christian, or, and I don't like this term, religion. because I prefer to look at this as being a spirituality and not a religion, because that brings up connotations here.
Right.
Of the let's sell Jesus people that I've seen out there. You know, when all else fails in your life, you can always read the book, memorize it, and if you got any sales ability, oh, let's sell Jesus, I can make money that way. The people that are out there in this country right now that are so removed from any morality or ethics whatsoever,
yes.
When you talk about Jesus Christ, I mean, you might as well be threatening to kill their firstborn. They object to that so strongly. And this has been the tool of the ne'er-do-wells out there that, well, you know, we've got to take religion out of schools. You know, we have to have the separation of church and God. The way I look at this, and how people that don't believe themselves to be a believer in Christ or God or not religious or not even spiritual, let's say, that a system is better, that people that understand morality and ethics. And you can ride that coattails and still get off to the side and do your own sin and do whatever you want to do, as long as the body politic is guided by those principles. I have said repeatedly that God is the conscience of man. Otherwise, where do we get our direction?
Right.
Okay, and there's going to be a lot of people that still are not going to follow what you're going to say. They're not going to have any belief or any spirituality or any religion to speak of.
Right.
And that's okay, because a lot of people in this country were exactly like that and have been for a long time. But now what we're told is we've got to take the symbology and we've got to take the morality and we've got to take the ethics all out of all of this, and we've got to get away from God. Because we've got to have this separation of church and state. And thank you to the card-carrying communists at the ACLU. I know what they're rooted in. A lot of people look at the ACLU as being some benefactor of civil rights enforcement. That's a bunch of poppycock. They're the controlled and manipulative opposition. They're
Absolutely.
Taking us exactly where they need to go.
Right.
So I understand what you're saying. And that's why I asked the question of you. If people don't believe in God or Jesus Christ, they don't believe in anything except themselves, or, you know, maybe they're into Druidism or, you know, occultism or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. What you're seeing is the direct result of this country falling apart, because not one of the people that I'm seeing in office are willing to adhere to a standard. And that standard was laid down in biblical principle.
Right.
They're just running away from it and mock three with their hair on fire.
The Bible also says the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God, and America is forgetting God and his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we must get back. But I just want to say one other thing, John. A wise man once said that he that prepares for this life and makes provision for this life but neglects the next life in eternity is wise for a moment but a fool forever.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of people, I said this on the program last week, that they figure their success in life is how fat of a bank account they have,
yeah,
how big their house is, how many toys that they have. But this is so short. We're dancing on this earth for such a short amount of time.
Right.
And to think about eternity being forever. And
right.
What have you stored up for, and what are you going to get in eternity?
Right. And, you know, us in the Patriot community, we get so involved in fighting the New World Order, and we should do everything we can to resist their tyranny. But we must never forget the ultimate big picture is our soul right with God. Are we ready for eternity? This life is so short.
And I'm going to blaspheme here, at least according to some people, that I've been told that I have to have absolute faith in a written word. I do believe, and we have seen some pretty manipulative, pretty inventive people, liars on the face of this planet. And I'll take an example here. Please, folks, just hear me out before you push that emotional hot button here.
Yes.
I think, even Bibles like the King James Version, I think there have been a few chapters left off of this. Because as I read that Bible, and I see statements that if you will turn once again to, you know, to God, that your nation will be healed. You can look at several different things in the Bible that is not necessarily calling for the end of everything here real, real soon. The other side can read the Bible also. They may themselves be making prophecy come true. The hand of God may not be in this. There might have been a few chapters left off of that. Now, I'm not. Don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not trashing your spiritual belief system here. Please. I'm just saying, when the hands and the fingerprints of man get on something, it gets corrupted. And I believe in my heart of hearts, Todd, that the magnificent God,
yes,
the creator of all universe here, mm-hmm, would always leave his children and out. And more importantly, I'm not speaking about eternal here. I'm, mm-hmm, talking about the here and now. I am talking about right here, right now. So I don't want to get into this too deeply because I really don't want to get into rocking people and their belief systems. I really don't. If you're a Catholic, fine. If you're a Mormon, fine. If you're, you know, whatever you yes, subscribe to. And this is what I remind people. If you are not 100% convinced in your spirituality, and there's some questions there, you better resolve those questions, and you better you better get a little bit deeper in your faith. Because, as I said, this is no trial run here.
Right.
You know, this life is very short. It's very temporary. And when you're gone forever, which makes this a non-dress rehearsal.
Right. Well, there's a lot I could say about what you've just said. And, of course, I want our time short. I'd just like to say one thing in conclusion.
Yeah.
For those who are not Bible readers, please start and read the book of John and read it through and pray God, ask God that if this is truth, reveal it to you, and he certainly will.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I have no doubt that there are miracles that are happening in people's lives every day when they turn away from that dark side. And a lot of people are calling it Satan or evil or whatever it is. But I agree with you. But there are a good number of people right now. I just wonder how far down the road that we may be to the eventual end here if we stood up against the people that are perpetrating the evil. The people, yes, that are just out there just, yes, absolutely trouncing anything that is good.
Right.
You know?
And Psalm 92 also says, forgive me for quoting so much scripture, I just love it so much. Psalm 92 says, who shall stand up for me against the evildoers? So God is looking for men and women to stand up against the evildoers.
Well, and we got a lot of evil out there.
Yes.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Todd.
Thank you.
Yeah. And folks, don't get me wrong here. I didn't adequately explain myself, and I hate leaving stuff on the table here. We are here in an eternal search for the truth, or at least you should be. I am, as far as this network goes, with bringing good factual information to light. And one of the hardest things to reconcile is some belief systems I've seen out there. You know, I've seen the preterist out there. I've seen the ejection seat Christians. Oh, things get too tough. Well, God's going to suck you right up into heaven. Well, I have seen a lot of stuff, and I've seen a lot of false, what I would consider to be a false doctrine or false teaching. But I am not going to rail on people because they're Mormons, and I know of, you know, the Bible wasn't good enough. We had to come up with another Bible. Or Christianity wasn't good enough. We, as far as the Catholics go, you know, we got to set up other deities, you know. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. I don't want to be viewed as being the destroyer of faith. Okay, that's first and foremost in my mind. But I will say again, if you have any doubts about your spiritual belief system, examine it. Make sure, 100%, because as I said, this is not a dress rehearsal. And what is to come? If we are to be judged, and the book of life is opened, you're not going to have a lawyer. You're not going to have Johnny Cochran up there. Or you're not going to have Alan Dershowitz speaking for you. You're not going to have any intercessors. There's only going to be you and God himself. And eternity facing you. So, with that said, we'll close out this edition of the National Intel Report. I didn't get around to the oil company. This will wait. I'm sure the oil prices aren't going to drop by tomorrow. We'll get into that story maybe tomorrow. At any rate, thank you, callers. I appreciate it very much. And, hey, you people shopping around for that shortwave, don't forget, 800-724-2719, $110 for one of the best shortwave radios you can get. And, by the way, the proceeds benefit this network. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.